This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush called for democratic reform in the Middle East yesterday, saying that a critical mass of events is taking that region in a hopeful new direction.
The chances of democratic progress in the broader Middle East have seemed frozen in place for decades. Yet at last, clearly and suddenly, the thaw has begun.
The president spoke at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C. He pointed to protests in Lebanon, municipal elections in Saudi Arabia, and the promise of multi-party elections in Egypt. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak recently called for constitutional changes to allow the country's first ever multi-candidate presidential election. It would come this fall. And to learn more about the preparations for those elections, we've called Mohammed Kamal. He's a political science professor at Cairo University, and he's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just based on the conversations that you have with friends, with relatives, are people terribly excited about the prospect of multi-party presidential elections?
Yeah. I teach at the university, and actually every day a student comes and asks me, how can I get a voting card? How can I participate in the election as a voter? So it actually has injected some energy in the political system.
Are there any viable challengers to Hosni Mubarak?
I would say it would be very difficult to beat Hosni Mubarak, the incumbent president. If he decides to run, we really don't know his decision yet. But it will be very difficult to beat him, given his experience and also his record in governing the country for over 20 years. But I think this is a good opportunity for other opposition parties to put forward candidates, to get them recognized by the public opinion, and to put forward also platforms to address issues related to reform in Egypt.
Of course, democracy reformers in Egypt have other demands. They want the release of political prisoners, for example, the end of emergency laws. Are those steps likely to be taken?
I'm actually optimistic about the future. I think once we get over the parliament election and the presidential election, I think we will see more steps, more positive steps in the process of democracy and reform in Egypt.
After the election, you think that there will be the release of political prisoners and other steps?
I'm not sure about the release of political prisoners. I am talking about changing the face of Egypt politically and economically. There is a big demand for that in the country, not just from opposition parties, but from also many circles within the ruling National Democratic Party and the government. So there is a big push for democracy and reform, and I think it will have a strong impact in the years to come.
Mohammed Kamal, there's been talk about democratic reform in the Middle East for many years.
Yes.
Why do you think Hosni Mubarak is taking this step now?
I think he realized that the whole region has changed and his own country has changed. The whole world has changed. And there has been demand, as you said, for reform in Egypt for many years. But I would also say that the recent events in the region, in Iraq, in Lebanon, in Palestine, have accelerated this process of change. But it hasn't started it. The seeds of change have been there for a long time.
You mean that elections in Iraq or elections by the Palestinian Authority
Yes.
have added to the pressure on Mubarak to do something to open up the system?
I don't want to use the word pressure, but the realization that, the whole region has changed and Egypt has changed too.
Mohammed Kamal is a political science professor at Cairo University. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, sir.